Turn left now and walk up the brick sidewalk. Past the salon on your right, and there's a Dunkin' Donut ahead on the right. Go up to it. Now stop here, right here. You see this row of cobblestones at your feet? You see where they lead, to the right?
That's right. Walk down there, down that alley, into the darkness. You are entering the oldest section of Boston, the Blackstone Block. In the 1700s, this area was the very center of life in Boston. What souls have walked this way? What footsteps have echoed over these cobblestones?
Now you're coming to the end of the alley. It's opening up. There's a little yard on your left behind a gate. Keep walking over the cobblestones.
Choked thick with shadows, these streets. The shades of sailors and midwives, rebels and redcoats. These are the men and women whose lives were spent among these buildings.
Now you're going to take this left, right here. Take this right onto Union Street.
Go to the Union Oyster House on your right. There is the oldest restaurant in America, a legendary spot for seafood and merriment.
Now you're going to walk right past the first entrance to the Union Oyster House on your right. Just go past the door and stop at the window on the other side. Now look in the window. There should be a funky little shark jaw hanging from the window. You see it? If you look in at the window, you might see some very big-ass lobsters. New England style, baby.
This is Marianne Milano. I own the Union Oyster House with my brother. Look inside. Try to see the old horseshoe-shaped bar. This is the place to experience the miracle of raw oysters. One of Boston's most famous 19th century politicians, Daniel Webster, used to sit here and have his favorite meal. 6 plates of oysters and 6 glasses of brandy. We try not to encourage our customers to do that these days. If you look up at the second floor, an interesting guy used to live up there before it was a restaurant, about 1800. A young guy rented a boarding room for a while under the name Monsieur de Orléans. The monsieur gave French lessons to earn money, but he eventually left for Europe, where he was coronated Louis-Philippe, King of France, last of all the French monarchs. I wonder if, on his throne, surrounded by responsibilities and conspiracies, if King Louis-Philippe's mind ever wandered back to a simpler time when he taught French in his dusty room up there.
All right, now turn and stand so you're facing the Union Oyster House. And look to your left. Start walking that way. All right, now up here on your right, you're going to bear right down this little cobblestone street. You're passing the Bell in Hand Tavern on your left. That, my friend, is the oldest tavern in America. You're going to pass the Green Dragon on your right, the headquarters of the revolution. Keep walking. If it's a Friday or a Saturday, get ready for Haymarket, baby. It's a very cool, old-style, classic farmer's market that takes place here every Friday, every Saturday. If you're walking through, talk to the vendors. They are just classic, classic personalities. Take a right now, onto Hanover Street. You're going to cross the street up ahead, Blackstone Street. You should see the Customs House Tower, you know, the tower with the clock on it, way off on your right. That's how you'll know you're going the right way. Now you should be at a traffic light. You're going to pause the tour here and walk straight across this street toward Mother Anna's restaurant. You see it? It should be up ahead. There's a 6-story brick building up there and a small gold dome, you know, to the right of that building. You good? Just check your map if you're nervous or you're not feeling right about this. So you're going to press pause now and meet me on the other side of this street.